Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Joe is in for us today. Welcome, Joe. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be here.
And today we're going to be talking about the metro system in Moscow, which is like the subway there, the mass transit system there. And the reason we're talking about it is because it's a pretty spectacular system.
That's right. We here in Taipei, we're pretty lucky because we have a great metro system here as well that is ranked very highly in the world. But in Moscow, yes, it is something that is quite different. There's a lot of very artistic elements to it, and we're going to talk about some of those today as well.
Okay, so let's get to it. We're going to talk about the magnificent Moscow Metro in our feature for today. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire article right now. The Moscow Metro system, renowned for its spectacular stations, is the world's second busiest metro behind Tokyo's. These museum-like stations provide passengers with views of various artistic styles and historical events as they make their way around Russia's capital city. Plans for an underground rail system in Moscow were in existence in the early 20th century. However, the outbreak of the First World War and the subsequent Bolshevik Revolution put those plans on the shelf. After the Communist Party of the Soviet Union rose to power, it revived the massive public transportation project. Construction began in the early 1930s, and the metro took its first public passengers in 1935. Over the years, more lines and stations have been added to create a massive and magnificent system in which Russians take great pride. Several metro stations portray Russia's momentous history in different ways, from their artwork to how they were built. Krasnopresnenskaya station includes red granite pylons with bas-reliefs that depict the Russian revolutions. Arbatskaya station was rebuilt deeper and larger after a 1941 German bombing raid to act as a possible bomb shelter. Still, other stations are celebrated for their exquisite architecture. Novoslobodskaya station houses 32 stained glass panels with elaborate brass borders set into its pylons. Perhaps the most splendid of the stations is Komsomolskaya. Its grand Baroque-style ceiling is supported by white marble octagonal columns, giving the station a palatial feeling. Many of Moscow's metro stations are tourist attractions for their aesthetic qualities. If you ever visit Russia, try to take in these breathtaking sights.
All right, today's article starts off by saying the Moscow metro system, renowned for its spectacular stations, is the world's second busiest metro behind Tokyo's. If something is renowned, it simply means that it is well known for certain reasons. And the reason the Moscow metro system is renowned or well known is because it has some spectacular stations. Spectacular just means, well, they're great, they're amazing in a certain way. And it's also the world's second busiest metro behind Tokyo's. So only in Tokyo do more people pass through the metro system.
I guess this means that Tokyo carries more passengers on a daily basis than the one in Moscow. So Moscow's is second busiest, or the second busiest metro system in the world. You were in Japan, like, within the last couple of years. Did you ride the metro in Tokyo?
I did. So I got to experience just how busy it actually is. And they actually employ people there who are in charge of pushing people onto the cars when they get really, really full. So that gives you an idea of how busy the Tokyo metro system really gets.
Now, these museum-like stations provide passengers with views of various artistic styles and historical events as they make their way around Russia's capital city. So in the Moscow metro system, we've got these different stations. If you're riding a bus, you will be getting on and off the bus at a bus stop. But if you're taking a train, you'll be getting on and off the train at a train station. So the metro system has all these different kinds of stations, but we're describing them as museum-like stations. If you go into a station, it seems like it's a museum.
That's because you can check out different artistic styles, so it's a bit like an art gallery or an art museum, and you can learn about some historical events, things that took place in the past as you make your way around Russia's capital city. So let's get into the history of this metro system a little bit in our second paragraph. It says, plans for an underground rail system in Moscow were in existence in the early 20th century. So the 20th century or the 1900s, this metro system or the plans for it when they were starting to plan it out, figure out where the stations would go, where they needed them to be in relation to the population of Moscow, they go back over or around 100 years.
Right. If you talk about the 20th century, we're talking about the century that was called 1900, something like that. That was the last century. So, yeah, about 100 years ago was the early 20th century. We are now in the early 21st century. And so they had this plan there, or at least plans for this underground railroad system. But there was a bit of a problem. I think it was around 1914 or so. World War I broke out. It's also referred to as the Great War or the First World War. And here it says, however, the outbreak of the First World War and the subsequent Bolshevik Revolution put those plans on the shelf. However means we're going to change the tone of this sentence here, or change the logical conclusion. So they had this plan, but they could not actually build this because of the outbreak of the First World War. And outbreak here is a noun. It just refers to when something big starts to happen.
Usually we use the word outbreak to refer to something negative that happens, like the outbreak of a war or the outbreak of, say, a disease or something of that nature. So usually used in a negative context. So we say the outbreak of the First World War and then the subsequent Bolshevik Revolution. Subsequent just means something comes about as a result and after something else. So first we had the First World War, and then we had the Bolshevik Revolution, which came about partly as a result of the First World War, and these put those plans on the shelf. To put something on the shelf means you put something on hold, you delay it for some reason. It's as if you have something in your home and you're using it a lot, and then one day you just put it back on the shelf and you kind of forget about it for a little while.
Exactly. So they had these plans, but there was World War I, and then after that we had the Bolshevik Revolution, so these plans were delayed. They were put on the shelf and they were dealt with later on. After the Communist Party of the Soviet Union rose to power, it revived the massive public transportation project. So as you know, Russia was controlled by the Communist Party. Mainland China is run by the Communist Party there. But here we've got the Soviet Union, which is not the same as Russia, although Russia was the largest part of the Soviet Union. There were all these different political countries or whatever that were part of the Soviet Union, also known as the USSR.
Now, the Soviet Union rose to power. It just means it became more and more powerful, or the Communist Party within the Soviet Union rose to power. It seized control of the government. It took political power, and it revived the project. To revive something means to bring something back to life, to take something that was once there, that was once important, but went away for some reason, and to bring it back to life. So when the First World War and the Bolshevik Revolution came about, this metro project, it was put away, it was put on hold for a little while, then it was revived, it was brought back to life, and there was a massive public transportation project. Massive just means really big, huge, or humongous, very large in size.
That's where the word mass comes from when we talk about mass transit. A mass transit system is, an underground railroad or railway in a big city. Mass transit in, say, New York City or in London, or as in this case, Moscow. Of course, there's a mass transit system right here in good old Taipei. There's one in Kaohsiung, and I think there's one coming in Taichung, although I'm not sure of that.
Now, construction began in the early 1930s, and the metro took its first public passengers in 1935. Construction refers to building something, such as an apartment building, a metro station. just building any sort of structure, we use the word construction to describe that thing. So it began in the early 1930s, and the metro took its first public passengers in 1935. So perhaps before that, maybe they had some demonstrations where they would take maybe important political figures around the city for the first journeys on the Moscow metro system. But then in 1935, the general public, or in other words, anybody who wanted to ride the system, could get on and get around the city.
Absolutely. And again, here construction can refer to the actual building that is being built, but more often construction is referring to the process of building something. So construction began, hey, back in the 1930s. That makes me wonder when construction on the MRT here in Taipei began. That must have been back in the 1990s at some time. Maybe the 1980s. I can't really remember. Although I've been here quite some time, I should remember. But in any case, the construction began back in the 30s. And then it actually started to carry passengers or take passengers to their destinations back in the year 1935. And over the years, more lines and stations have been added to create a massive and magnificent system in which Russians take great pride. So if you take pride in something, that means you're proud of that thing. You think other people should like it as much as you do.
Well, that brings us to about the halfway point of today's article. So why don't we take a little break to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then Tom and I will be back.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第六单元。好，我们要做一篇刻漏字填空。今天的主题是要谈莫斯科的地铁系统。好，一开始他就说到了莫斯科的地铁系统非常的有名，他用到这个字 renowned， 也就是相当于 famous。以什么而有名呢？是他的 spectacular stations， 他有很壮观的车站。当然在世界上来讲，它繁忙的地步只次于东京。那这个莫斯科地铁呢，它基本上看起来有点像博物馆一样。那说到它这个车站啊，第一格它要用一个动词来表示说，诶，旅客他在这边可以看到各种艺术作品，还可以看到历史的事件等等。那这一格动词最适合的就是选项 C， 因为 provide somebody with something 这个搭配词是正确的，所以我们答案就是 provide。 再往下就说到，其实盖这个莫斯科地铁它的计划到底是在什么时候开始呢？这边时间告诉你是20世纪的初期。第二格的选项应该选哪一个片语？答案是选项的 A， in existence， 也就是存在。它其实在20世纪初期就已经存在这样子的一个新建的计划。不过它后面就说了，由于第一次世界大战还有接下来的那一个布尔什维克革命，就让这整个计划怎么样呢？好，他说 put those plans on the shelf，也就是被放回架子上，换句话说就是被束之高阁。好，苏联的共产党掌权之后， rose to power， 这是一个片语，获得权力掌权之后呢，重启了这一个什么样的计划？看到第三格选项当中的 D， transportation， public transportation project， 公共运输计划。下面这一段谈到它的工程，这个工程呢其实是在30年代早期展开的，而地铁呢它是在1935年的时候才第一次载客开始营运。那这么多年来有很多的路线陆续的开始，还有很多的车站呢也都成立了，然后呢创造出庞大而宏伟的一个系统。第四格后面他说到这一个庞大宏伟的系统是怎么样？ Russians take pride， take great pride， 其实就是非常感到骄傲。 take pride 后面还有一个受词的话，介系词要加 in， 所以其实它是有个 in 再加一个受词，表示是以什么为荣。在第四格这里我们用的冠带应该是介系词 in 加进去，成为 in which， 也就是选项的 B。
It's time now to take a short break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe, and I'm here in the studio with Tom today, and we're talking about the magnificent Moscow Metro. It's one of the busiest metro systems in the world. In fact, it's second only to the Tokyo Metro system. And what makes the Moscow Metro system quite special is it's kind of like an art gallery and a historical museum all wrapped up into a public transportation system. Now, just before the break, we were getting into a little bit of the history of the Moscow Metro. The history of the planning of it actually goes back to the early 20th century, but then they had a couple of setbacks in the First World War and then the Bolshevik Revolution. So things really didn't get rolling until the 1930s, and then in 1935, the first members of the general public were allowed to take a ride on the Moscow Metro, and today it is a point of great pride for the people of the city.
Right, they take pride in their metro system, as well they should. Now, several metro stations portray Russia's momentous history in different ways. Here in the metro stations, Russia's history is portrayed. In fact, we're calling Russia's history momentous, which means it has a lot of things that happened. It's glorious. There are heroes. There are interesting stories and things like that. So, of course, it's complicated. It's glorious history is portrayed on the walls of those metro stations. And if you portray something, that means it is depicted or it is shown to us in a certain way.
So let's take a look at some specific stations and how they do this, how they portray Russia's momentous history. We'll start off with Krasnoprezhdenskaya Station. It includes red granite pylons with bas-reliefs that depict the Russian revolutions. So we have this station, Krasnoprezhdenskaya. I hope I'm saying that at least somewhat correctly. They have red granite pylons. Granite is a type of rock that is very, very hard and solid and dense. It's quite beautiful because it can have sort of swirling formations within it of color that people love to have in their homes or in sort of grand construction projects such as this. They have granite pylons. A pylon is a circular sort of structure that you will see in some buildings if they have columns rising up from the floor to the ceiling or things like that. They also have bas reliefs that depict the Russian revolutions. A revolution is a time of great change and perhaps even upheaval or violence within a country, where things such as the political system, the leaders, the way people see and view the world, they all change from one thing to perhaps something that is drastically or very, very different than the way things were before.
Pretty cool. I'm also curious here because we have the word revolution with an S on it, revolution. So I guess Russia had more than one revolution. Well, yeah, they've had several in their long history. And I guess the most recent one could be the revolution that took place in the 1990s. Could that be considered a revolution just when they got rid of communism?
I guess so, yeah. The fall of the Iron Curtain, I guess they called it, back around 89 when the actual communist government fell. The Soviet Union broke up and all of a sudden we were left with Russia and all these other different countries that were just brand new. So I guess that could be referred to as a revolution as well.
Now, let's go to another station here. I'll check my Russian here. Arbatskaya Station. That was rebuilt deeper and larger after it was bombed by the Germans. So there's this bombing raid back in 1941. As you know, the Germans were fighting against the British and the Americans and the Russians, basically about everybody. And so the Germans attacked Russia and they bombed Moscow. If planes go off together and they bomb a city or a place, we call that a bombing raid. A raid is like an attack.
So what a lot of cities in Europe had to do during World War II because of these bombing raids was they had to build bomb shelters. A bomb shelter is a place usually deep underground where you go when there is a bombing raid so you can be at least somewhat safe from the explosions going on up top on the surface. So What a lot of cities ended up doing was they converted their metro systems, if they had one, or they built their metro systems in order to double as bomb shelters. So they would have some sort of alarm that would go off on the surface if planes were approaching to drop bombs, and then people were supposed to rush into these underground bomb shelters so that they could be safe.
Right, bomb shelters. There are different kinds of shelters, of course. There's storm shelters. Where I'm from, sometimes during the summer months, we'd get tornadoes. So there would be tornado shelters or storm shelters. And, of course, in Moscow, as the Germans were bombing Moscow, the people went into these bomb shelters to be safe. But the Germans, I guess they kind of destroyed one in the station. So they had to rebuild it or build it again deeper into the ground. And they made it larger as well. So this station still exists. It's a little bit of history there. Now let's move on now to the final paragraph for today. It says, still other stations are celebrated for their exquisite architecture. Exquisite means fine, highly polished. It has developed over many centuries of practice and skill. So it's exquisite. It's wonderful, exquisite art or exquisite architecture. Architecture, of course, is the art and science of designing and constructing buildings.
The station we're going to talk about next is the Novoslobodskaya station, and it houses 32 stained glass panels with elaborate brass borders set into its pylons. Stained glass is a style of art in which people put different little pieces of colored glass together. And this one is very elaborate. It's very complicated. It involves many small different little things. And it has brass borders set into its pylons. The border is something that goes around the outside of something. Or something that is between two different things. As in like the border between two different countries. Like the border between Canada and the U.S. Or the border between the U.S. and Mexico and so on.
But in any case here, we're talking about the borders, not between countries here, but between sections of stained glass here. After you go from one color to another, you have to have something between it. So I've got these brass borders. Brass is a certain kind of metal. It's kind of yellow. And you have to see this to believe it. Stained glass panels are flat surfaces with different colored glass. Now, perhaps the most splendid of the stations is Komsomolskaya. Gee, I hope I said that right. If something splendid, it's very similar in meaning to exquisite, but splendid kind of means grand, and if you look at it, it's like, wow, that's really cool. Its grand Baroque-style ceiling is supported by white marble octagonal columns, giving the station a palatial feeling. Now, in this sentence, we're talking about the ceiling. That's the top part of a room where the lights are and stuff like that. This particular ceiling in this station is Baroque style, which means it's in the style of the Baroque period. The Baroque period is when Mozart was composing his music. It's very ornate, very decorative. You will recognize it if you see it, and I'm sure the ceiling is quite magnificent. But that's not all. That ceiling is supported by white marble octagonal columns. A column is like a single pole that supports something, usually some kind of a building. The facade of a building, for example, is oftentimes supported by some columns. We've got columns here, and they are supporting the ceiling, and they are octagonal, which means they have eight sides. Oct, O-C-T, means eight, like octopus, you know, a sea creature with eight legs. This is octagonal in the shape of an octagon, which is like a stop sign. A stop sign is an octagon. That is the shape. Octagonal is the adjective form here. And these columns give the station a palatial feeling. Palatial just means like a palace, the adjective for the word palace.
Many of Moscow's metro stations are tourist attractions for their aesthetic qualities. A tourist attraction, of course, is a place that tourists would want to go. It's got something they want to see or something they want to do or experience. Like the Eiffel Tower in Paris, for example, is one of the most visited tourist attractions in the world. Now, these metro stations are appreciated for their aesthetic qualities as well. Aesthetic just has to do with the way that something looks or its appearance. So it is appreciated because these stations are actually somewhat like works of art. They are architectural masterpieces in themselves. So they become tourist attractions because people want to ride the Moscow Metro and just check these places out, take some pictures, see the artwork, and see the architectural style.
Sounds pretty cool. And I know some of you might be doing business in Russia, so if you're there, check out the Moscow Metro. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
那我们继续来看莫斯科地铁站，它这边的车站呢，它是用不同的方式来呈现出俄罗斯的什么呢？好，第五格后面接了 history， 谈它用不同的方式来呈现俄罗斯的历史。答案就是 A, momentous, 重大的、重要的、重大历史都在车站当中呈现出来。它从它的艺术层面到它建筑的方式都可以看得出来。好，接下来就要举例说明了。首先谈的这个车站呢，它有 red granite pylons， 讲的就是它有红花岗岩的拱柱，然后上头呢它还描绘了俄罗斯革命的浮雕。好，这是一个例子。还有那是另外一个车站，这个车站呢，他说他其实是在当年1941年德国轰炸之后，这个车站呢就被重建了，更深更大，可能作为备用的一个防空洞。好，最后这一段的一开始有一个空格，那这边要提的就是其实还有其他的车站 for， 然后接着讲Their exquisite architecture， 就是说它有精美的精致的建筑。那这个 for 讲这个特点，所以第六格应该是答案中的 D， celebrated， 以什么而闻名。我们再举下面这个车站来做例子，它里面有32大块的彩绘玻璃 stained glass， 还有呢它在那个拱柱上呢还镶有精致的铜框，注意到 elaborate 就是精致的、精细的。好，再往下读，其实最壮观的车站在俄罗斯地铁站来说，也许就是现在要讲的这个车站呢，它有雄伟的巴洛克式的天花板，它下方是用什么来支撑住呢？它是一个八角形的这种白色大理石石柱。这里有个单字对大家来说也许比较陌生，因为我们在数学上讲八角形，那是 octagon。那这个地方是用它的形容词 octagonal， 它是一个八角形的石柱。下面第七格谈到这个有这样子的支撑的石柱，然后逗点后面再讲的是一个要描述它前面这个建筑可以给这个车站带来那种宫殿般的感受，所以说我们就是用选项答案里面的 C given， 用现在分词主动语态来表达它能够给什么样的感觉。
That brings us to the end of today's program on English Digest. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Tom.
Goodbye. Bye.